Verse 6.
From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to implement the Community Recovery Services 1915I State Plan Home and Community-Based Services Medicaid Benefit Program in Milwaukee County and to expand case management as part of CRS startup.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Supervisors. I'm Susan Godach, the Director of the Community Services Branch.
Good morning. I'm Alex Kutza, the Fiscal and Policy Administrator for the Department of Health and Human Services.
Good morning. I'm Joyce Allen. I'm the Bureau Director in the Wisconsin Department of Health Services Division of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Ms. Allen is also the State Mental Health Authority. We are in front of you today, as you may remember, almost a year ago. We came forward asking and requesting permission for the Milwaukee County to be added to the state plan amendment for the 1937 Community Recovery Services. It's a psychosocial rehab benefit, which is a Medicaid benefit. Since that time, there have been challenges with approval of the state plan amendment, and so we are in front of you today to ask permission to move forward with implementing the state plan implementing the Community Recovery Services benefit as Milwaukee County is approved as a Community Recovery Services county under the provision of 1915I. CRS is a recovery benefit, and recovery is an expectation. CRS provides three core functions. One is it provides community living support services for individuals to help them transition from a community-based residential facility or an adult family home into their own independent living situation. It will also work with that individual as they are transitioning out, you know, and they possibly may be in a supported apartment or supervised living situation until they actually reach an independent living situation. CRS also provides the utilization of an evidence-based supported employment model called IPS, or Individual Placement and Support. This is a model that places individuals with a serious mental illness into competitive employment. And so it also is moving an individual towards a path of independence. And probably one of the strongest components of CRS is the use of peers as providers. Basically, what we are asking to do is to allow individuals to create their own path to recovery through their own independence. Counties can allow for CRS to be delivered in a co-participation manner. And what that means is that we currently have one additional psychosocial rehab benefit and one Medicaid benefit here in Milwaukee County. One is a community support program, and the other is targeted case management. So we could utilize the services within CRS to enhance the service delivery for those individuals that are participating in those respective benefits. Clients can also self-identify. We have an example of that as an individual that may be residing in one of our CBRFs, and they may volunteer and say, I really want to move towards a more independent living situation. And then we would work with that individual to be able to move them in that respective direction. This is a Medicaid program, and the individual must meet the eligibility requirement for participation in Medicaid. So the requirements are laid out in the board report. They have to be at or below 150% of poverty. They have to have a psychotic disorder. The individual must meet a functional level for participation in the program, and the services within CRS must be deemed medically necessary in order for payment to be received. But probably one of the biggest differences between CRS and another psychosocial rehab benefit that we deliver, which is a CSP, is that this is a voluntary benefit. Clients volunteer for participation in this service. It is not a benefit that can be mandated like a CSP, in which an individual could be court-ordered for participation in the CSP. So initially we identified for clients that are receiving services in BHD, 1,760 that met the eligibility requirement for CRS. That does not necessarily mean that those numbers, that 1,760, would be participating, as it is a voluntary benefit. So the client selects and the client chooses to participate in CRS. Now, this is a psychosocial rehab benefit, and psychosocial rehab benefits are entitlements. CSP is an entitlement. A targeted case management program is an entitlement for the target group in which it is identified. So we are administering, this county is administering two entitlement programs now. And what we are asking to do is to enhance our service delivery to our existing Behavioral Health Division clients. Entitlements are delivered on a 60-40 split, 60% federal reimbursement, 40% local share to match the full cost of the benefit for the individual. Now, we have identified available revenues within levy, tax levy that is utilized in our CBRS, and then also with the revenue that is requested through this board report for the recovery coordination services. I'm going to turn it over to Ms. Kutza, and she's going to discuss a little bit of the fiscal impact of CRS.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, I've been in front of you before to discuss the CRS program and the fiscal impact of that. And since that time, we've done a lot of research and work with the state, with other counties that have implemented this program, and also with the Comptroller's Office. And on the bottom of page 4 of the report is a partial year budget in terms of what we anticipate in 2013. And as you can see, as part of that budget, we're establishing a contingency for a potential of increased enrollment into the program. In addition, we're starting small. We're starting with a small number of clients to enroll. As Ms. Godich said, it's a voluntary program, and we're going to offer the services to people who are currently enrolled in our system. We have met with the Office of the Comptroller and discussed the possibility of establishing a risk reserve that would come before you with support from the Comptroller and the County Executive at a future date when we get to the point where we're receiving revenue and are ready to establish that. We've also worked with the state on being sure that that's allowable under their rules. We're working hard. Ms. Godich's team is working hard to make sure we bill and capture any revenue as we start up this program, and gaining knowledge from other areas that of the risks associated with it. So today we're asking for permission to not only implement CRS, but to take $275,000 of the $1.1 million that was set aside to the Planning Council of funds last year that carried over into this year to use as a startup fund for this and to provide some staffing and startup resources to provide benefits to the clients who are enrolled to begin with. And then as we increase revenue, we hope to remove that piece of the levy from it. But we also do not hope to decrease the levy dedicated to these programs. Instead, we hope to expand the programs to serve more clients.
Okay. Supervisor, you have a question? Supervisor Schmidt?
Thank you. Again, not having experience of having some of your reports and what's been going on, although I do remember we looked at the 1950i, so some experience from finance, and I guess wearing the financial hat. Here's my concern. Maybe you've addressed it, and maybe it's coming in from the comptroller. I'm more than blanch and blink when I hear fiscal neutrality or that there's no tax levy involved, and when you throw on the entitlements, I get concerned if you say it's not entitlements. I like clarification on that. It says voluntary. I mean, it sounds like a wonderful service is something we should be doing, but I'm just concerned about the future fiscal impact, so I'm clear on that, so there's no surprises. We're going to use funds from the reserve. It's cost neutral, boy, and it's 40% local share. Is that's money budgeted already, or we're going to get the revenues? I need a little clarification on that and understand the fiscal ramifications of this. It's not real clear. I have some concerns about that, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Sure.
Did you understand my question?
Yes, sir, I do.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
I think one of the things is that we realize that it's the responsibility of the administering county to grow this program, and we will grow it in a responsible manner. It is, all of the program itself, we are guided by the Medicaid handbook in order for the delivery of the services, and based on our capacity to be able to successfully submit recovery plans for individual and be able to do, the drawdown of the federal revenues in order to be able to achieve that. In regards to the number of individuals and the budget neutrality approach, it is our desire to implement this as other counties have implemented the program in which certain benefits are offered first. And one of the things that we have done in regards to lessons learned from other counties is deliver the community living support services benefit first. So we basically have an opportunity for some savings that can be reinvested into services. No county begins a program at full capacity. So we understand that you know, there are protections that are built in regarding the number of individuals that we can serve, not only on a weekly basis, but a monthly basis and an annual basis. And it will be our responsibility to grow that program accordingly.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, also to clarify on the fiscal side, these programs that we're currently running that Ms. Gottage mentioned, CSP and TCM, are tax levy funded. This provides an opportunity to get some federal match for those, which we plan to reinvest in first establishing a risk reserve. So in the future, if there are changes in enrollment that we are able to respond to that, not coming to you in the middle of the year for a tax levy issue, but to deal with it through a risk reserve. And second, then, to draw that down and expand our services with the revenue that we get that we're not currently getting for the services we're providing. So I see it as an opportunity. I think we've done our due diligence and our homework from a fiscal side in terms of what we can afford and making sure that we're not at risk from that point of view.
Thank you.
Okay. Supervisor Jurcik? I knew you wanted to be on Health and Human Needs.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As you know, I've been watching this program. Let's be clear. This is an entitlement program that's going to be on property tax levy. And I have been very concerned about this. I'm going to tell you I'm impressed with the service delivery model. I don't think we have any questions on that. But you need to be extremely cautious about putting an entitlement program on property tax levy. And I don't think that's been made clear enough for you. Now, clearly, we've had the comptroller's office review this, but I would think this is something we need to ask the comptroller himself if he is going to recommend this program. You know, I think the only other property tax entitlement programs that this county has had were all waiver programs that did have waiting lists. Just so you understand this, an entitlement program doesn't have waiting lists. Now, I've reviewed pretty carefully this report, and I have a number of questions that I think perhaps the wise thing to do at this point would be to lay this over an additional month and to get some additional information on this. I'm going to be very hesitant, and if I have to vote this month, it'll be a no vote. On a entitlement program on property tax levy, you have on page 2 of the report, it indicates these benefits are county administered and require a 60% federal, 40% local. And then in parentheses it says public funds such as state revenue or tax levy cost sharing. Let's be clear here. This is going to be tax levy. The state isn't going to be picking up that 40% share. And if I'm wrong on that, I'd like some clarification. But our state, the state government, is not being very generous with a lot of our citizens today. And they're not moving forward on picking up some of these costs. Now, they talk about, and one of the real questions I have, is you talk about all these other cities that are participating in the program, such as Minneapolis, St. Louis, and Philadelphia, but it doesn't give you the information on how those risks are covered. Are they covered through some of their state programs? Is the state stepped up to the plate on those risks? Or are those cities covering those risks on their local tax levy? So I'd like to get that information. They talk about other cities. I know Waukesha County, I believe we were told, is participating in this. But let's face it, this is Milwaukee County, and, you know, we are part of the Metroplex. I'd like to know, and I want information in the next report, is Racine in this program? Is Kenosha in this program? Where's the state of Illinois on this? This is a Metroplex we live in. Our Metroplex goes from Gary, Indiana, up to and north of Milwaukee County with some of the surrounding suburbs. And with entitlement programs, you will not be able to deny people moving into the county to obtain benefits. It's not going to happen the first year. It takes some time before information gets spread around. But eventually it will get spread around that Milwaukee County has a benefit like this. which other counties may not. So you need to be extremely cautious on this. I'm going to be extremely cautious on this. Perhaps some of these concerns could be addressed, but I think we need to get more information. I'd like to hear from the comptroller. Because if you're going to talk about putting a entitlement program on property tax levy, which we have not done in this state, other than perhaps those waiver programs that permitted waiting lists. This one, is, as I understand it, is an entitlement program that we can't have a waiting list on. So please be cautious, and I would like to get a little more information. Thank you, Madam Chair, for the courtesy of allowing me to address this.
Okay, no problem. And I think Director Colone has some information for you.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. And I'd also like Sue Gattis to answer some very specific questions. But before she gets to that, I just want to say that our emergency room is an entitlement where we have thousands and thousands and thousands of people coming in on a yearly basis. Our acute psychiatric unit is an entitlement. We don't deny service to anybody. Many of the services we provide at the Behavioral Health Division are entitlement programs. And we provide some of these services 100% on tax levy already. So now we would be able to draw down 60% of federal funds to help move some of these services forward and make them robust, more robust in the community. So we already have entitlement programs that are not effective, that are costing us a lot of money, and we're already doing some of these things 100% on tax levy, and this allows us to draw down some federal dollars. Madam Chair, I know Sue Gattis wanted to respond to some specific questions.
Okay. Hold on just a second. Supervisor Taylor has a quick question for Director Cologne.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Director Cologne, so are you saying that this will actually be, like, you'll see savings if you're getting 60%? I mean, the supervisor brought some good questions, some good points, but what you're saying, the way you're expressing it to us, is that this is actually could help offset some of those costs now where we're doing 100%. Could you just...
I believe, and Sue Gattis and Alex can talk about this, but sure, as we're drawing down more federal dollars that we're not able to draw down on right now, as we're serving people better in the community with services that aren't being provided as they could be with this new program, less people are going to access our ER rooms, less people are going to access the acute units, more people are going to be provided with services in the community where they should be, and ultimately it's going to save the system money versus cost the system money. But I understand the hesitancy, but Alex and Sue, please.
Alex, go ahead.
Madam Chair, Supervisors. Supervisor Drew, I have to be honest, I had some of the similar concerns when we first looked at this program, probably two, but in the 2011 budget. We've done a lot of work since then. And what Director Cologne said is correct. Currently, we pay for tax levy for CSP and TCM 100% tax levy. This would provide a 60% match for those services. And that money could be reinvested. I also believe we will start slow and roll out this program over a period of time that will let us react. And we have met with the comptroller's office, and hopefully they could come down and speak on the risk reserve piece of it. I don't know that they will give you their opinion on this program, but on our ability to mitigate the risk that you brought up in terms of establishing a reserve. The final piece would be that these services, I do not believe that someone can move into the county and become eligible. It's a co-occurring. So I think co-participation, sorry, she's the clinical side of it, that before we thought that people could just move in and ask for one of these individual services. You have to be eligible for a level of service that's much higher than that. And so our risk in terms of people moving in for those specific services is much lower than we originally thought in this program.
And I would like to further expand on that and address Supervisor Jurczyk's concern because, the reality of it, the operational reality of the Community Recovery Services benefit is that individuals not only have to meet the requirements for participation within CRS itself, but you also have to be accepted as a Behavioral Health Division client. So first and foremost, so it's not like someone could come in, to our sale intake unit and say, I want to participate in CRS, they would have to be assessed as meeting the requirements that this county has for the responsibility to serve individuals in Chapter 51. First and foremost, they have to be, you know, severe and persistently mentally ill and have the functional capacities that we have to provide services to those individuals. It is a recovery benefit. So we have to be able to see the individual in their interactions within the community and participation in community service programs as they continue to progress on their recovery path. There are some built-in protections within CRS in which it is a strong partnership with the state. An individual recovery plan must be submitted for every single individual, for every single service that is being requested for CRS. So there must be a defined medically necessary criteria in order for the state to finance that service. Now, there are six, in last month's report, or in the March report when we were here, you received the demographics of the counties that are participating in CRS on a statewide basis. There are 16 counties and 17 service delivery areas, or almost 300 clients for the two-year period of time that have participated in CRS. All counties have rolled out the program in a very fiscally responsive manner. And one of the things, as I had stated earlier, is that the counties have identified their participants in utilizing the community living services benefit first. We are paying 100% tax levy for our clients that are residing in our CBRFs. 100% tax levy. What this is asking to do, what we are asking to do, is to enhance the current delivery of services for people who are receiving care in the BHD, in our BHD Community Services Program. So we will be working with individuals that are currently in our CBRFs, that are currently in our community support programs, that are currently in TCM. All the counties that have participated in CRS have not seen the phenomenon of individuals moving in from other counties to participate and receive services through CRS, as there are built-in protections for this program in which you must establish a relationship with the state. The plans must be submitted and approved by the state prior to an individual's participation in this program. They must be deemed medically necessary. You have to follow the Medicaid handbook in order to deliver the services, or else the individual does not participate and the county does not provide that service because those criteria have not been met for the delivery of care. So I believe that we have 2 years of experience, you know, that we have lessons learned, and we have been, you know, meeting with other counties and, you know, and really taking into consideration what is critical in order to make this program successful for Milwaukee.
Thank you. Supervisor Jurczyk, you still have the floor.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, emergency rooms are an entitlement throughout the United States. It's not some counties do and some counties don't. Emergency rooms, yes, if you want to look at it as entitlement, is an entitlement, but it's across all of our counties, it's across all of the states. So I think that's somewhat of a misleading argument to make that. Clearly, if the program works, there could be a model where you can then accumulate that reserve. And, you know, I really hope that something like this would work out. All I'm saying is we're being cautious. Now, are we to take the numbers that have been presented to the committee today from the controller's office, are you to take that as a recommendation from the controller? That's one question you should ask. Is the controller recommending the program? Because I think he has a responsibility to do so, since this will be on property tax levy potential. And number two, with regard to that answer on Chapter 51, if someone comes into this county and gets into the emergency room, Chapter 51 basically states present in the county and going through our emergency room. So, in effect, the emergency room, which is an entitlement for everyone, gives them the ability to get into the entitlement. So it's an argument for, but it's also an argument against. Either way, the emergency room is a conduit into this program. So be cautious, but I would like to hear from the controller's office whether he's recommending this. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Supervisor Weishaupt, thank you for being patient.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think we've had a very good explanation of how the program works and the impact that it will have on Milwaukee County. And at this time, I'd like to move approval of item 6. And I think that if other supervisors have some questions that they haven't received today or satisfied, they can contact those individuals, ask those questions, and we can deal with it on the board floor. But I'm satisfied with the information that I've received today, and I think this is a very good program, and we should move forward. So, as I said, I move approval of item six.
Okay. Supervisor Stemper.
Thank you, Madam Chair. One note, I'd like to request...
long time ago.
I'd like to request a report on the Planning Council money and the allocation of it. I for some reason, I thought it was used up, but apparently we have some left. So if you can provide that report, that would be great.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, Supervisor.
To all supervisors. Schmidt wanted me to make that point. All supervisors, please. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Supervisor Mayo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This program has been in front of us many times, and many times I voted no, because this is an entitlement program that is not, even though you say you have all your checks and balances, every time we get a time program within Milwaukee County, it seems like other county fluctuations go down because people always want it. Because we provide, remember this, young ladies and Mr. Director, when we provide services in this county, it's better than most counties out of the other 72, out of 71 counties. And people understand that we provide good services. And even though we have the advocates method shaking their heads all they want, it's because I know you're here for advocating for the mental and everyone else, but our taxpayers can't afford this program. I'm sorry, but if my colleagues want the program, majority rules, but I still will not increase a new entitlement program within Milwaukee County.
Okay, we do have comments from the public. First is Peg DuBord. Sure. So we have Peg DuBord and Mary Neubauer.
Madam Chair and Supervisors, I want to thank you, this committee, for your past support in regard to the development of community services. I know that you have done a lot with the community investment funds and things like that. We've heard your comments about community services and really developing a robust community services array in Milwaukee County. Mary and I co-chair the Continuum of Care Action Group for the mental health redesign that's happening in the county. And we have been using our committee in order to vet various kinds of initiatives that might be proposed in relationship to developing that robust array of community services for people living with mental health or substance use disorders. So we really want to, really... seek your approval of this particular service. If you understand about recovery, I think we all are really trying to really support people in recovery, because if people can recover and they are on their recovery journey, that means that they need less services over time. And so supporting people who are in recovery, who have the potential to recover, and providing this service in order to help them do those kinds of things in order to work on their recovery is really what we're all about in community services. So really helping people when they need it, when they can take advantage of the services, and to really be a part of, over time needing less services. So I mean that is what community service is all about, and that's what why we think this recovery benefit is really important.
excuse me. As co-chair of the Continuum of Care Action Team, as part of the redesign task force, one of our SMART goals is looking at the initiative of making community-based services more fluid. And part of that fluidity is people being able to move from community support programs to targeted case management and back where they would need to go. CRS is a wise decision. CRS is going to provide individuals with another path to recovery. It's going to provide an opportunity for the state to draw down 60% of the match, And we currently don't have that in programs. You know, there's we've been, you know, this committee has heard a lot about CRS over the last many months. And
past 2 years.
Okay, past 2 years. Thank you. And I don't know what more we can do as advocates to really say, this is a program that can help people. This is a program that is going to improve people's lives. This is a program that will draw in revenue and ultimately save the county money. You know, I'm familiar with some of the other counties because of the work I do at the state level, and there aren't people flocking to counties to get the CRS services. The fact that they have to be receiving services as part of BHD, really, and having to do the functional screen and those sorts of things. And I'm aware of it because I receive services from Milwaukee County as part of my recovery. And I really would hate to see others not afforded opportunities to grow their recovery as well.
So just to reiterate, this is a voluntary program. People have to be eligible from BHD in order to receive the services. That there is a whole ability for the state. The state has to approve all the plans. And it does bring in new services that we do not have and also brings in federal dollars that we don't have. So all of those kinds of things we would really like you to take into consideration, because we really believe that in order for people to have the ability to recover in the community, there need to be these options in order to provide those services in order for people to recover. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have a card from Barbara Becker.
Thank you, Supervisor Roma West. I'm Barbara Becker. I'm here not only on behalf of Disability Rights Wisconsin, but on behalf of the Milwaukee Mental Health Task Force, a coalition of 50 groups that's been established since 2004 and has, as Supervisor Mayo pointed out, we've reached out many times to the county board and to indicate our strong support for this program and to ask for your approval to move forward. I want to reinforce some of the points that were made. I'm asking you to not only do this for people with mental illness, but do this for the taxpayers. This is a fiscally responsible program. What we currently have in our system, as you've heard, is the only entitlements that we have are out on Watertown Plank Road. We have an emergency room that's the second busiest in the country, and we have a very busy psychiatric hospital and long-term care facilities. The reason these are so busy is because people do not have access to other community-based services. And unless we take the leap to move forward with a program like this, which will bring in a great deal of additional federal revenue to help support it, we're never going to shift the paradigm. We're just going to have people stuck forever. We all know that the right system of care is not to rely on emergency room services. And, in fact, in my office, I have a stack of reports 2 feet high of studies that have been done of the Milwaukee County Behavioral Health System, and all of them have the same message, that this is the type of program that other communities have invested in and that Milwaukee County needs to reform our system and move forward. This lets us bring in precious federal revenue that we can use to offset services currently being paid for with property tax levy and then use it to serve more people. So I'm urging you to please keep an open mind. I respect the fact that you want to make fiscally sound decisions, but I would contend that this is the right fiscal decision, and it's definitely the right decision for people. Thank you.
Thank you. I have a card from Joyce Allen. Did you wish to speak, Ms. Allen, or just because you were at the table? Okay, perfect. Thank you very much. Next, the last card is from Christina Fettel with Mental Health America.
Madam Chair and Supervisors, Supervisor Mayo, as you said, we've had this discussion many times, and I'm going to be at this table asking for the support of CRS until it's actually voted through. I co-chair the Community Linkages Action Team with Milwaukee County's Mental Health Redesign, and one of our goals is employment. We have a high unemployment rate, especially among those with mental illness. People with mental illness can work. They deserve to work. They deserve to work in competitive jobs. With a job, we now have more additional taxpayers. way people giving back to the community. In that regards, it would definitely save our county money by having folks to work. It's also employment is one of the greatest success factors in an individual's recovery. So I'm here to ask you to support CRS as it's in alignment with the work that we're doing with Milwaukee County's mental health redesign. Thank you.
Hold on, Ms. Fennell. Supervisor Mayo has... Oh, you have a question for Director Colon?
Yes.
All right. Supervisor Mayo.
Quick question for you. This program, will do the money follow the patient?
Well, I'm going to have Sue got a chance to the question.
Okay, no problem.
Because it's not as clear cut, but essentially for many of these services, though, are currently 100% on tax levy, we'll be able to draw down 60% federal funds to service these individuals.
The services provided are for individuals that are currently in community services. So their current care delivery model is in existence. They are either participating in one of the programs that BHD is already financing, or they might be residing in one of our community-based residential facilities. The county is financing all of those programs.
Right.
So basically, you know, what we're trying to ask for is an enhancement of the service delivery to be able to, you know, provide an individual with a path to recovery as they are currently participating in existing services.
I understand it. Do the money follow the patient?
The money is already with the patient.
So if the patient leaves out with Milwaukee County, do that funding?
No, sir. No, sir. These programs are administered on a county-by-county basis. So if the individual would move to Ozaukee County or Washington County or a neighboring or another neighboring county, it is no longer the responsibility of Milwaukee County to provide the service array that they were receiving in Milwaukee County as they currently live in an outside county.
Thank you. Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I wanted to ask about the fiscal note. Current year is at 819K, and the subsequent year is at 1.8 million. Can you explain that jump? And I know we're addressing saving money, but that's a pretty large gap. So I'm just trying to understand that.
Madam Chair, Supervisor Bowen, that is due to the nature of a full year of funding for the program. So we don't anticipate getting this program up and running until July, August timeframe with a slower implementation where the 2014 funding reflects a full year.
And where does that additional funding come from? So in this move, you have 275 coming out of the Planning Council funds. How do we make up for the rest of that 1.8 next year?
Madam Chair, Supervisors, it's made up with revenue that we draw down for services provided through the CRS. So we've been talking about the 60% federal match, which we are not getting currently. As we draw that down, then we'll be able to invest that to provide the services that are required of this. And we did, in our 2014 requested budget, include the $275,000 and this revenue as part of startup funds for CRS.
Mm-hmm. Do we have estimates on how much in revenue that exactly will be?
I believe... Madam Chair, Supervisors, I believe it's 1.58 million. It would be this number less 275,000 in tax levy.
Okay, so 1.5.
I can get you the exact number later today.
Mm-hmm. And well, it's still lower than the 1.8. So I'm just looking at, you know, is that a gap?
Included in the revenue number is the $275,000 in levy that we're basically investing as startup funds in this program. So we're considering that for the fiscal note as revenue. That tax levy would be completely offset so that we would maintain that investment.
Okay. I think that's about it, Madam Chair. It does. So the gap would be covered. That's where the property tax money kicks in.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just thinking back to some of the other reports about PhDs and the mental health system's ability to continue to get deficits and not being able to draw down on federal money was one of the reasons, if I'm not mistaken. So it sounds like a good move. We just need to make sure that those things add up. Thank you, Madam Chair. Support the. I guess my point is to support passing this so the department can move forward.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Are there any other comments or questions from committee? We do have a motion for approval by Supervisor Wyshon. Madam Clerk, on that motion, please call the roll.
Stamper?
Aye.
Mayo?
No.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Taylor?
No.
Madam Chair?
Aye.
5 ayes, 2 noes. The motion is approved.
Okay, thank you very much. Moving on to